didn't quite get through an email. We had an email come through from, what was it, TJ or something?
TW.
TW. And TW, he or she, is concerned that we're taking the side of the globalists, that we're here advocating illegal immigration. And TW just must have misunderstood.
Well, no, you did advocate illegal immigration.
No, that's because I just advocate people breaking stupid laws, that's all. I'd really rather see the laws go away. Well, if I had my druthers, we'd be able to eliminate welfare, just gone.
Poof.
And I mean government welfare, I don't mean private charities and things like that. Government welfare eliminated, borders completely opened. Which means that the INS, or now they're now known as the ICE, would be abolished. And the bureaucracy of paperwork processing, I don't know what their name is for immigration, they would be abolished as well. And people would be able to cross borders freely. Now, what's wrong with that?
Well, his concern is that there's this idea out there, the Pan-American Union. Now, I haven't seen much about it in the news, certainly not the major news. But the idea that somehow or another the borders of Mexico and Canada will be done away with and will be in one giant country.
Okay, to speak to that, he's somewhat right. There is something going on. It's called the SPP, SPP.gov, the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, a trilateral effort to increase security and enhance prosperity among the United States, Canada, and Mexico through greater cooperation and information sharing. Now, whether this is going to be parlayed into a North American Union, as some of these people are concerned about, is a good question, and maybe they will shoot towards that.
Well, I'm on of two different minds. There was NAFTA, and that's just the first step, and then the SPP comes along, and then pretty soon they're all entangled together. But then again, they do share borders, so they would be entangled somewhat anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, the idea that the politicians in individual countries that would have to vote on these things would give up their power seems ludicrous to me.
Well, what happened with... I don't know much about the European Union, but what happened there? I mean, did they give up their powers?
Well, the European...
Has their sovereignty been destroyed?
I would say that the European Union was much smaller states. For instance, France, I believe, is the seventh most productive nation in the world, behind California.
Okay,
so they had more impetus, they had more impetus to initiate this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas, these are big countries. Canada produces a lot and sells it to America. America produces a lot and sells it to the world, and Mexico produces a lot and sells it to America.
I'd like to make it clear that I'm against any sort of a union of North America. I'm against a bigger government. Have we not been clear on that on Free Talk Live? I don't like state governments. I don't like local governments. But the bigger the governments get, the worse they get. The more out of control they are. I mean, at least with your local government, you can go down to town hall and picket and come out against the things that they're doing to destroy your freedoms. At the state level, it's more difficult. You have to travel to the state capital. You have to go through, a process to get involved there. At the federal level, you have to go to D.C. I mean, as the governments get bigger, the more out of control they can become. So we've certainly never once suggested that a North American Union would be a good idea. We're talking about reducing the size of government, T.W. That's what we're talking about.
Isn't
that clear?
If somehow they shrank the size of these individual governments and put them together, I guess that I would be happy with something like that. But I'm not looking for any kind of Pan-American Union. I just want to see America more free.
There you go. Did you have something else? A different email?
I do have another one, and this is from Jet. Here are some explanations, as I understand them, for why illegal immigration is part of the New World Order scheme. To control the world, diluting and modifying the present societal concepts of any remaining perceived freedom or real liberty. The NWO will require people to be accepting of socialist principles. Fear of and dependence on government. The primary ways to accomplish such compliance is through low wages and debt, personal and property controls, immorality, atheism, taxation, and a myriad of distractions. I would definitely agree with the myriad of distractions.
Me too.
Help neutralize the people. These things are listed in the Communist Manifesto.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, the Communist Manifesto going through a variety of things. to control Americans, that we've actually gone through them one by one on the show to that, and it's been obvious that they've implemented what? What did we determine? 7 or 8 out of the 10 different planks like of the Communist Manifesto?
Almost all of them. Now, remember, this is how the USSR had actually planned to take over the U.S. one day, quietly. Now, I've never heard that at all, that they in fact plan to take over.
That's
quietly.
Part of the Communist Manifesto, is to implement those planks in places like America.
The Communist Manifesto was written before the USSR existed. So I don't know
there was a communist plan for America. Mm. I don't know if it was the manifesto, but the plan that the communists have for America is to implement those 10 planks.
Yeah.
That's
the past participle. Okay, number one. Almost all immigrants are coming from socialist/communist countries.
Yeah. So?
Number two.
Maybe they want to get away from the socialist/communist country.
Right, but he does make a valid point here. Often people from other countries will say that they're just baffled by Americans' freedoms. You know, they want the great things that America has. They don't really understand why it is that we have them, that freedom brought it to us.
Yes.
Necessarily. I'm not saying that that's a blanket statement for all of them or anything like that.
No, I get you. When communism fell in Russia and McDonald's, basically opened up shop, they didn't know what to do. They had no clue. Right. They did not understand, could not process walking into a location and ordering from a menu. I mean, but these are people that stood in bread lines.
This is something. Freedom is something that you get very quickly.
Yes.
When it's introduced to you and explained to you, people generally get it very quickly. That's why Free Talk Live, sweeping the nation. Number two, large numbers create mass influence. The FSP uses this concept. And it's true, large numbers create mass influence. I don't know that the FSP really has anything to do with that. But
I think that the FSP is focusing on a large number of people moving to one state.
Right, the Free State Project. Right.
But he's suggesting that the communists are trying to move a bunch of socialists in from other countries to take over. They've already won.
That's the thing is, they're coming to a socialist/communist country.
Americans.
Less of one.
Americans have been voting, whether they call themselves conservatives or liberals, have been voting for socialists and fascists for years. I mean, we have the 8 planks. Of the 10 planks.
Lower wages create economic hardships in a now high-priced society. True, low wages are created by government bureaucracy that we have, and we can prove, we can spend a bunch of time proving that, and we don't have time to go over that kind of issue. But the fact is, if we ever had the open borders plank, closed borders are supported by like 80-something percent of Americans.
Sure.
So if we ever had open borders, Jet, the reason that we would have open borders is because libertarianism swept the nation. And so we would have a lot of other libertarian planks in process at the same time.
Right. People would have come to their senses and realized that we really should go back to freedom in the United States,
yeah.
Which would mean that not only would the borders be open, welfare would be gone, the minimum wage would be abolished. And yes, that means people could work for low wages. In America, you're free to choose what job you do. You're free to choose the industry that you work in. You're free to choose to work for low wages if you want to be. Well, you should be free. If I want to go and sweep a parking lot for $2 an hour, I should be free to do that.
And, this NWO people that believe that some of these points, and I'm going to go over quite a few more, are some plan of the globalists to take over, really should look at the idea that, hey, maybe closed borders are a plan of the globalists to take over. I would say that's true because you're going to have
the police state.
You're going to have checks, roadside checks to look for immigrants. You're going to have to go house to house.
They're not doing that yet. That's coming. They are talking about going business to business. Now, Melissa, you're a manager at a fast food location. How would you feel if the federal government came in and started demanding files on all of your employees, started demanding information on some of your workers, maybe even some of your hardest workers, and then you ended up losing them because of it? Think about that. We'll talk about it more coming up. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free, including the updates. You get signed up, and by the way, I'm a little bit frustrated with the updates list. I had transferred the list from Yahoo Groups over to Google Groups over the weekend because Google Groups is just easier to sign up for. When you were signing up before, you had to create a Yahoo account, and some people might not have wanted to do that. So now with Google, all you have to do is punch in your email address, and you're in. So it's a lot simpler. But to transfer the list of names, I had about 500 names from the old list that I had to transfer over to Google.
Right.
And there's two ways that you can add names. You can just add them to the list, which just puts you right in, because these are all people that have consented before to being on our list. Or you can invite. So I use the add function, but since I've had so many names, Google said, well, we have to approve this. So I had to type in a reason why I was moving the names over, and they actually didn't approve the name. So if you were on our old list, they approved it as an invite. So if you were on the old list, you've gotten an invite in your email box that you have to say yes to in order to continue being on the Free Talk Live updates list.
Hmm.
So you will have to jump through one extra hoop to stay on the list.
Well, they've got a valuable product there, Google, and they don't want to be
spam.
Yeah, they don't want to be considered as spam.
But
so.
I put my phone number on there, man. I said, look, call if you have any questions. I'll be happy to explain it. But so anyway, if you were on the list,
they don't want to talk to you. They're Google.
If you were on the list, respond to that invite, and you'll be back on the list. As of now, you are not. If you haven't responded.
Has there been anything in the last few days?
Has there been any what?
Updates.
No.
I've
been holding back.
Right,
I've been holding back on sending until we can get people back on board.
I see. So how many people are approved at this point?
Only about 80.
Really?
Yeah. So we need you to get back on. And go to updates.freetalklive.com if you've never been on before. Now is the best time to sign up because it's easier. Updates.freetalklive.com. And still free. So we're talking about this email that you got in from TW, and actually somebody else, I think we're in the second one at this
point. Yes, we're reading Jets.
About this NWO plot to take over the world, the globalists. And he pointed out about the Communist Manifesto, the 10 planks, which have been implemented here in the United States. And he's concerned about immigration, and there's a variety of points that he's going to go through here. Is that right?
Yes. Point number four is... that the plan by, you know, more immigration or something like that is number four. Keeping people busy trying to feed themselves creates a tired, docile citizens.
This is true.
That much is true.
Too tired to look into politics, too tired to pay attention to what's going on in the world. This is definitely one of the problems we have in America.
And Free Talk Live doesn't advocate illegal immigration. We advocate opening the borders. So
correct.
there's some difference there. We want the people here, but we want them to be able to come legally, because there's a problem with illegal immigration, and including throwing off the supply and demand scenario. Number five, people losing wages will try to live on credit. It's a form of slavery. Certainly at the turn of the century when there was, people lived on credit, but people live on credit now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. People in America, period, regardless of their wage status, are addicted to credit. It's a real problem. In fact, the average, the average family has $7,000 in credit or something like that on their, or in credit card debt.
I think that
like
may
that.
Be actually a little low.
A little low.
It's closer to $9,000 or $10,000.
You may be right about that. Mm. But in America, we're taught that credit's the way to go. We're constantly hit and bombarded with credit card offers. People seem to believe, especially when they get right, when they're in college and they're offered their first credit card, that sort of thing. People really do believe that this is money. This
like
is free
imaginary money.
Yeah. Like a money card.
They forget they have to pay it back.
Right. You just swipe it and then you make the minimum payments for the rest of your life and hey, it's free money. No, it's not. It's chains. It's bondage.
Exactly. You're paying that for the rest of your life, just about.
Yeah, and you're paying through the nose with the interest rates that they charge. So what I'm saying is that it doesn't matter if you're making $10,000 a year, $20,000 a year, or $50,000 a year. You're in America, odds are good, you're still in debt. Because Americans have a tendency, and this may happen around the world, but Americans have a tendency to spend to their income level and beyond.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not what you make, it's what you spend as far as living well in life.
Americans are used to, somebody with a job that's had a job for a little while, sort of feels secure. They feel like this is their job, even though it's not. Even though they might lose that job a week later, they live their lives as though they're going to continue having that job. So
somehow it's been given to them, been granted by the job angels. The paycheck angels have blessed me.
Right.
No.
They live with the expectation that next week the same paycheck is going to come in, and the week after that the same paycheck is going to come in,
mm-mm.
And then So as a result of that mindset, they decide, well, I'm getting $500 a week pay. I mean, that's good pay, $500 a week. I can afford this brand new car now.
I've had paychecks that are $5,000. I wish I could count on those coming in every week.
I can afford this brand new car. Heck, I can afford all of these things. I'm going to get a new plasma television. I'm going to get all kinds of stuff because, man, I can afford it. But then you lose the job and you're screwed.
Mm.
And this is the mindset that Americans have towards money. So I don't think that low income is a factor. It's Americans, just this love affair with debt that we have.
It's true. All right, number six, social services require higher taxes. This is another form of socialist slavery. Absolutely.
We're against social services provided by the government.
Mm-hmm. He's explaining what, here's some explanations as he understands why illegal immigration is part of the NWO scheme. He's not shooting any barbs at us particularly.
Okay.
Number seven. Mass immigration also allows for abstract fears of terrorism and more crime, the need to grow the government.
Okay. The fears are certainly abstract, yes.
He's right, as far as that goes.
We've heard the paranoid people from calling in saying that there's gang members coming across the borders, we got to shut them down.
Well, the reconquistadors want to take the country away from us. They want to take it back to Mexico.
But see, I think what people are forgetting is the fact that this country was made up on immigrants. I mean, people that came here from other countries, that's what we're made up of.
Oh, I think there's a lot of people that realize that this is a nation of immigrants. It's just that they've decided that, okay, I'm here now, so we can close the doors. That's what they're thinking, Melissa.
Where is that fair?
It's not.
Not. Well, and he's really not saying it's fair one way or the other. He's just making points that this is sort of the NWO scheme.
Uh-huh.
Number eight, seemingly uncontrolled immigration allows for more internal control tactics, rules, chips, records, and tracking.
Wait, how is it that... What?
A seemingly uncontrolled immigration, you know, all these illegal immigrants in here, he's right. All these illegal immigrants have allowed for control tactics like rules and chips and records and tracking.
But it's the closing of the borders that's allowing for records and tracking and rules and chips.
Either way, they get what they want. He's not saying this isn't about open borders. This is about illegal immigration.
Right. I see his point. He is making a very good point there.
I could go on, but in order to subdue the we the people and subvert freedom, they simply allow the interjection of other masses who, from their background, think and feel that we the people are freaks and radicals who don't understand the need for government to provide for them. That's all they know and all they have known all their lives. Well,
they meaning the immigrants?
The immigrants don't. The governments in Mexico does not provide for anybody.
Yeah, what's he talking about?
I mean, it's all you have to do is go to...
Go to Shantytown, Mexico.
Yeah, go to Day F.A. and take a look at these tin shacks that these people live in.
That's real. 1-800-259-9231. These are people that are coming here for more opportunity. Yes, there may be some of them that are coming to mooch off the state. But again, if we just get rid of the state mechanisms, then they won't be able to mooch anymore, will they?
And isn't that what this great country is made of? It's the land of opportunity.
1-800-259-9231. Coming up, more Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. 1-800-795-0091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Chances are you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free, and that includes the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you right to it. Over 700 unique articles created by you, the listeners. And you can get in there and edit things that you might see that you think are wrong. You can add to the wiki. It's totally user-editable. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And, of course, it is for free.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So we were talking about immigration and the people that want to come here to live their lives. And in my opinion, most of the immigrants coming here are looking for a better life. They're tired of the rundown shack that they might have lived in Mexico.
With no water.
With no running water, and they were not getting social services from Mexico's government, so it's not like they're used to that or anything. They're coming here to make a better life for themselves. You can disagree with it all you want, and maybe indeed there are a few examples of people that have come here to get government assistance. Maybe there are a few examples of that. But if there weren't government assistance programs in the first place, if there weren't government redistribution of wealth programs, then we wouldn't have that problem, and that wouldn't be an objection to immigration. So we need to get rid of that. There are some people in America that have come here and have made a life for themselves and have been pretty quiet about it. They don't try to shove their way of life on others. They don't try to force their belief system down other people's throats. And they're very religious people, as a matter of fact. They're the Amish. In fact, you may have some of them in your community, although they really are pretty sparsely around the country.
And they stick together.
Yeah. We've got them here where we do the show from.
Right, this is
Sarasota.
This is the Amish Sunshine Playland.
Right.
Heaven for them.
Right here in beautiful Sarasota, Florida.
Well, they come down here from their mainstay in Ohio, I believe. Oh, it is.
Ohio, Pennsylvania, they're in Indiana. I know they're in enclaves in North Dakota, certainly. They're all over.
Right. And so, anyway, as I was pointing out, these are people that they tend to keep to themselves. They congregate in the same areas. They go to their churches. They, you know, they open stores and they sell products. Now, wait a minute. I always get confused. Is it the Mennonites that are allowed to use electricity or the Amish that are allowed?
Right. Mennonites are like Amish light.
Right.
Okay.
The Amish, I don't believe, use electricity at all.
Some do, some don't. And I believe they're allowed to use it in the course of their business, but they don't use it at their home.
The Amish?
Correct.
Correct.
Okay. Well, okay. So, Melissa, you've actually got a story about one of these Amish folk who, again, this guy keeps to himself. These people keep to themselves. They leave others alone, and I have a lot of respect for that. I may not agree with their religious practices, but I really appreciate that they don't try to, you know, force me into them. They don't try to enforce their belief system on me. What happened to this poor guy?
Well, this poor gentleman is actually an Amish farmer based out of Ohio, this story comes from, and he was busted in a rare sting when an undercover agent bought raw milk from his dairy farm.
Wait
in
a minute.
An unlabeled container.
Wait a minute. The raw milk was injected with cocaine, correct?
No. It was just not pasteurized, so therefore...
Not labeled.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Now, the gentleman, his name is Arlie Stutzman, is fighting the law that forbids the sale of raw milk, saying he believes it violates his religious beliefs because it prohibits him from sharing the milk he produces with others. And that is one of their beliefs, that they do share. I think it gets further into that.
Well, sharing's great, and I think it's ridiculous that we have a law against raw milk.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Do we need this law? I mean, really?
Yeah,
I
gotta protect the milk industry.
Do I need this kind of protection?
If you're a milk producer, you do. If you're one of the big milk producers in Ohio,
right. You
don't want to have to compete with these Amish folk.
If you're the Borden Milk Company or any other milk company for that matter.
These Amish people are troublemakers. They run businesses with very low overhead, and they can be very competitive, Mark. We need to legislate them out of business.
Well, Stutzman says, while I can and I have food, I'll share it. And he's expected to tell a judge his views on Friday. Do unto others what you would have others do unto you. According to this story, last September, a man came to his farmhouse, which is located in a pastoral region in northeast Ohio.
Right.
And the man asked for milk. Stutzman was leery, but agreed to fill up the man's plastic container from a 250-gallon stainless steel tank in the milk house. After the creamy white unpasteurized milk flowed into the container, the man, an undercover agent from the Ohio Department of Agriculture, gave Stutzman $2 and left.
You know, this is the reason that I hate guys like Ted Bundy is they preyed on somebody who was innocent. They got some young girl. Please help me with my car. Please help me find my puppy. The reason that I really don't feel bad that these people get the electric chair is because they prey on innocents like that. That's what they did here. They took this Amish guy's free milk. They came up to his door and asked him for it.
No, he charged $2,
man. He charged $2
for
the milk.
But he was giving free milk, though.
No, it was $2, buddy. That means he's doing a business, and he needs to be regulated by the state. This man's out of control, giving milk to people for money.
Well, you're not going to believe what the state did. The department actually revoked his license in February. Over a lousy $2 jug of milk, they revoked his license. In April, he did get a new license. However, this was like a month and a half later.
This is what you get for dealing with the government.
Yeah.
He should have refused to get the license in the first place and then had all of his Amish brethren back him up when the state came to shut him down for not having a license.
But see, if he didn't have a license, how was he going to sell to the local dairies and the cheese houses and things along that aspect? I mean, this is his this is his livelihood. This is what he does for a living. He's a milk farmer, a dairy farmer. What else is he supposed to do? According to this report, organizations from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to the American Dairy Association...
I hope this jerk that did this sleeps well tonight.
Oh, I sure do. You know? I hope so, too.
I hope he doesn't choke on a frickin' dairy product.
Maybe he'll choke on some yogurt.
It really is despicable. How did this undercover agent get tipped off anyway? I mean, was he just walking from farm to farm, just decided he was going to pick on the Amish folk one day?
No.
Or did somebody rat him out?
Somebody ratted him out, believe it or not.
Really?
A neighbor did. Yeah, state officials said they sent the agent to his farm because they received a tip from an anonymous neighbor about raw milk sales.
Yes,
However,
I hope their children don't die from spoiled milk.
Well, he seems to believe he was targeted because his cows are partly owned by a group of 150 families in what is known as a herd share agreement.
What's the problem?
Apparently,
with that?
Members pay a fee for the cows and they're entitled to a portion of the milk. So he feels he was targeted specifically for that reason, and that it really didn't have anything to do with the fact that he was selling raw milk that wasn't pasteurized.
Well, this is just disgusting as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with you. I don't understand, and he does plan to fight this. It does state later in this article that he is planning to fight it and that he believes he should be able to share his milk. His faith places an emphasis on the community.
I understand where he's coming from on this, and Amish people are very religious, and I can see that's why he's turning to that that reasoning. But the real reason is it's your milk. It's your farm, it's your life, your business, your property, regardless of your religion, you should be free to sell, buy, give away, do as you please with your products and your property. That's the real issue here. It's not religion, it's property rights.
But Ian, it says right here, you can't just give milk to someone other than yourself. It's a violation of the law. That's the spokeswoman for the department saying that.
It's a really crappy, crappy law.
And according to this, there are 24 states in the U.S. where it is illegal to sell raw milk.
Why? This is so outrageous. And, you know, how much money does this guy really have, right?
Come on.
I mean, he says he's going to fight it. Can he even afford a lawyer? I mean, he lives out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, I know rent's probably not very much.
I'll tell you, the Amish are some of the most frugal people you're ever going to meet.
Maybe so. Maybe he's got a big bank account here.
They generally do.
That might be the case. But nonetheless, I mean, this guy could really take a hit on this. He could really hurt. I mean, his finances really could take a big hit.
Living in this town and doing advertising in this town, I'll tell you, they own lots of businesses.
Yes.
Whenever I do business with Amish people, they cut me a check for the advertising up front.
Yes.
And
sure.
The whole thing. They don't need terms.
They're stand-up people.
Yeah.
They are very stand-up people.
I've dealt with them myself. They got to be my favorite religion because they just leave people alone,
Exactly.
I like that. 800-259-9231. Do you think is there anybody listening within the sound of my voice that thinks the state is correct for having this law on the books, this law that bans people from selling raw milk? 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and, most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And by the way, one of the things that I wanted to send an update about, but since we've been having sort of trouble transferring the updates list over to the new service, was the auction that we're doing right now. And it's short notice because it's been up for a few days now, and I don't think there have been many bids at all because I haven't been able to announce it. Auction.freetalklive.com is where you want to go. If you want to get the banner on our website, you'll win a banner on our site for an entire month. If you're the auction winner, of course, and you can place your bid, again, by going to auction.freetalklive.com. Bidding started at $1, and let's see here, I'm pulling it up as we speak. It's up to all of $2.25. So you can get a serious good deal here. Auction.freetalklive.com. Great way to support the show and get your business promoted as well. All right, so we're talking about this poor guy in Ohio. I don't know if you have any more information on this story, Melissa, but this poor Amish guy selling milk, undercover operative, approaches his house in a farm out in the middle of nowhere in Ohio.
In a milk sting.
Yeah, in an undercover milk sting, asks him for some milk. He says he was suspicious, but he did it anyway. Why? Because he's a nice guy, and he's helping somebody out.
And he's selling milk.
And what is wrong with that? I don't get it.
Well, I'd like to hear what... you didn't have any quotes from any of the bureaucrats in this case actually saying why this was wrong. Why is it that we need to have this law to protect us from unregulated raw milk sales? I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous. And now this guy is... What happened? He lost his license?
He did lose his license for approximately a month and a half.
Is he facing charges? I missed that part.
No. He's not facing any charges right now. It does state here that the organizations from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration have said that raw milk contains health risks because it has not been heated to kill bacteria such as E. coli. So I assume that would be the reason why. Apparently,
this is the kind of protection we need. Really.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, isn't there something better that we can be spending our time and money with? A $2 jug of milk.
And, you know, it's not about the bad things for you, because the fact is, you can get sick from sushi, you can get sick from eating oysters, you can get sick from eating food. I mean, food can go bad,
any
too.
Any type of food.
And they're just doing that to protect the milk industry.
Exactly.
Ugh, it's disgusting.
It really is.
And this poor guy, he's fighting back.
And there's probably lots of good things for you, by the way, in raw milk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe so, but you would think if somebody was to take the time to walk up to a man's house where he knows raw milk might be sold and purchase raw milk, that he would probably be aware of the possible, you know, complications that could develop from drinking the stuff. Right,
right? He sounds relatively educated.
You're
making it
out of your way to get raw milk. I don't know what raw milk is. If I was walking down a farmhouse road one day, you know, I wouldn't just decide to walk up to somebody's house and say, "Hey, you got any milk? I'm really thirsty."
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I mean, what excuse did this guy use? What did he say? I have a baby in the car and they're hungry. I mean, I have no idea why.
I wouldn't think that the Amish gentleman who would know that the raw milk could be dangerous, I wouldn't think that he would give somebody raw milk for that purpose. I think he would caution them. If he felt that this person didn't know what they were getting, just knowing the Amish people that I've known, they would say, look, just in case you don't know, you need to heat this stuff up before you serve it.
No, you don't need to heat it up. I mean,
you said it could have E. coli in it.
It could.
It could.
So could chicken. E. coli, no. Well, anyway, there could be something wrong with all kinds of food. It's not... No.
It does
stink. Okay, folks, listeners... Please, feel free to drink as much raw milk as you'd like.
I will say that it does state in this article, there is a group, the Weston A. Price Foundation, is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods, and they advocate the consumption of raw milk, saying pasteurization diminishes vitamin content and kills the beneficial bacteria.
Louis Pasteur is the spawn of Satan!
It's insane.
We're going to the phones. You can take control of the airwaves to Eric in Texas on the amplifier line. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
Going great. What's up?
Hey, I think it was Friday's show. Y'all got into the conspiracy theories about population control and all that.
Well, one of our callers got into it, yeah.
Yeah, it always drives me crazy when people bring these up because... there's a simple way to prove it's just not true. If the so-called elites wanted population control, then why are they spending so much time and effort fostering the nanny nation state we have? Because that's what's letting the population boom out of control, is all the warning labels, warning signs, don't do this, don't do that.
Well, I don't know if that really has that much to do with it. I mean, I see so many warning labels that I ignore them all, but I get the point you're trying to make.
Well, no, actually, Eric, studies have shown, I think from Hungary, I'm not sure where exactly the study was done, but it was done in Europe somewhere, that roads with more warning signs on them are more likely to have accidents because people become more immune to the signage. They feel because there are signs up that they're more safe. For instance, if you're going around a sharp curve on a cliff and there's a barrier on the side of the cliff to prevent you from going over the cliff, you may take that cliff at a higher rate. Whereas if there was no barrier, you'd be a lot more careful. So, in fact, maybe the opposite is true. Maybe because there are so many warnings, we're more at risk of losing population.
It just seems to me like they probably, even if that's true, they probably didn't know that at the time when they started this so-called plan. And it seems like a whole lot more time and effort that they would have to go through, and they just don't strike me. The power elites don't seem to be the type of people who want to take time and effort.
Oh, no, I agree. I mean, I think it's ludicrous to suggest that there's a cabal of people out there that wants to cut the world's population down to 80 million, which is what the suggestion was last week. I think it's absolutely insane. I mean, there's nothing to back that up. Why would they want to spend, as you pointed out, why would these people that are already living the most lavish of lifestyles, these people that are the wealthiest people in the world with mansions and limos and private jets, why is it that they would want to spend their time plotting on how to wipe out half the world's population? It doesn't make sense.
Seems like they have a lot better things to do with their time, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Anything else on your mind, Eric?
That was it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. A little bit of interesting news here out of MySpace. We've reported in the past that MySpace is a website with a lot of controversy around it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best article of the week.
Yes, it is.
In a lot of cases, at least once a week, there's some article coming out saying that, look out, parents, your children are on MySpace, and that means that they might get molested. Because there are indeed some perverts on MySpace, and they are absolutely looking to touch young people. And the tables have been turned now. According to Fox30Online.com, a Jacksonville man says he was duped and robbed by two girls after attempting to meet with a woman that he met on the internet.
This is awesome.
The victim says, this is not awesome, this man was robbed.
It's just funny, though.
He says that he chatted online with a woman known on her MySpace account as Natalia for 2 weeks before deciding to meet with her. He says her profile showed sexy photos and a blurb which said, just looking for something fun. That brief friendly description was all he knew about her before they planned to meet. The victim said, quote, she sent me a message saying she thought she met me somewhere. They decided to meet at what she called her home at the Bentley Green Apartments. I went to the apartment and knocked on the door, and there was no answer. So I called her and said, I'm here, and there was no answer. That's when two girls who were 14 and 15 years old approached him saying they knew Natalia, the girl that he thought he'd be meeting. They also said they knew where he worked and what car he drove. He says, this was not the girl that the picture was of on MySpace, said the victim. Now sensing that something was wrong, he was ready to take off, but was stopped by a shocking discovery. Quote, one of the girls took a gun out and put it to my head.
What?
Then told me to empty my pockets. The girls didn't get much because the victim had forgotten his wallet.
Awesome. Great.
Good move.
They let him go unharmed, according to the police. He then called the cops. They did a search of the area and found the two teens with another male suspect. They searched the purse and found, indeed, two loaded handguns. Because at first I thought, when I first heard this, I thought, this guy's bluffing. This didn't really happen. But they really did find the girls with the guns.
Oh, Jesus.
So the so-called Natalia did tell the victim that she was 18, so he was shocked to learn he was actually talking to a 14-year-old. He says he's since removed personal information from his MySpace profile, like his salary and the kind of car that he drives. The teenagers have been charged with armed robbery and carrying a concealed firearm.
I cannot believe that.
You know, the fact is, we have to protect our young men. We have to protect our young adult males from this kind of robbery from 14-year-old girls.
MySpace
should be shut down. No, they're not. They're crappy at this. It's reasonably clever the idea of doing it, but their whole implementation.
Right. They should have told them to bring lots of money.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
been Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And, of course, the answer to this is, this doesn't matter if it's MySpace or any other online dating service, meet people in public locations like food courts at malls where guns to the head aren't an option.
We'll see you tomorrow night. It can happen to you, too.
Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.